Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, October 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech released new data today showing their COVID-19 vaccine was 90.7% effective at preventing symptomatic cases of the virus in children ages 5 to 11. The FDA is expected to post comments on the study before vaccine experts meet next week to advise the agency about the shots for kids. Saudi Arabia is pushing fellow oil producers to resist calls for a reduction in fossil fuel investment, arguing such a move could further push up energy prices and widen the gap between rich and poor countries. Saudi Arabia's comments come in advance of a United Nations climate summit that kicks off at the end of the month. And authorities in New Mexico are investigating a shooting on a movie set last night involving actor Alec Baldwin. The Santa Fe Sheriff's Office says Baldwin discharged a prop gun while filming a scene, killing the movie's cinematographer and wounding the director. A spokesman for Baldwin said the shooting was an accident. Detectives are investigating how and what type of projectile was discharged. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.